Well, he's one of the most prolific return men in NFL history, a record holder in punt return touchdowns and career return touchdowns, and now he's an Atlanta Falcon. Devin Hester, welcome to the Rise Up Studio. Devin, from the time you visited until the time the deal was announced, you had a lot of time to think about kind of what your next steps were going to be. What was this process like for you, and what was really the tipping point to bring you to Atlanta?
My agent was the guy that told me, you know, this was the team that showed the most interest in them to me. So I thought of, you know, this was my first visit. I said, well, you know, let's visit the team that shows the most. And came here, ended up staying an extra night, went home, and then came back the next day.
Mm-hmm. So your return abilities, a lot of Falcons fans are obviously very excited about that. They're well documented in the league history books, but many of our Falcons fans want to know, how are you going to contribute to the Falcons' high-flying offense?
This offense already is high-flying with Julio and Roddy and Douglas and those guys. Just want to come in and throw a little twist and splash and a little excitement to it. I'm not looking to come in and be the top guy. You know, I want to come in and help out the offense as much as I can with my ability.
Now, last year you returned a punt 81 yards for a touchdown, and you tied Deion Sanders' career return touchdowns record at 19. You're now at the team where Deion started it all. What would it mean to you if you were to break that record in a Falcons uniform?
It would mean a lot, you know, not only to break the record, but to come here in Atlanta where Deion started his stomping ground and made a name for himself. Like I said, I got about 4 more years left in the league, and I just want to go out with a bang, so hopefully I can finish out my career here.
Fans also really want to know what jersey number you're going to wear. Yeah. Now, you wore 23 in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Robert Alford currently holds that number. Are you going to be entering into negotiations with Robert Alford over 23?
No, I'm not. I'm not the type of guy that's going to come in and try to ice a guy for that number. I just think that's disrespectful. I just look for an open number, and whatever number, you know, me and my wife, we sat down and talked about it and try to figure out what number we should pick. So it's a couple numbers out there that we're looking forward to getting.
All right. Well, we are so excited to have you here, and I know the fans are too. So welcome. We can't wait to see you on the field and see what you can do.
Oh, yeah.